Welcome to this episode of Nonsense with Chloe Bellososa, the podcast where we talk about all of the nonsense of life. I'm your host, Chloe. Let's get into it. Welcome. I kind of have the hiccups, so if you hear me squeaking slash burping, that's what that is. And yes, it's really fun. I tried the thing where you like plug your nose and stick your tongue to the roof of your mouth and hold it for like 30 seconds. So we'll see if it stops. Might have to do it again. Who knows? But let's get into today's episode. So today, I thought, since it's barely our second episode, that we would do a little coffee Q&A. And that way, you guys could get to know me a little bit better. So, welcome. So, the first question is, what is your middle name? I think this is pretty obvious from the title of the podcast, but my middle name is Bella. And my dad chose Bella because my family is very convinced that we're Italian, but I did 23andMe, and I'm like 3% Italian, so not really Italian that much, but it's Italian for beautiful, if you did not know. So beautiful is indeed my middle name. Makes me feel real special. The second question is, how old are you? I am 19. I just turned 19 last month, which is so exciting and fun. The next question is, when is your birthday? My birthday is July 31st. I was born July 31st, 2001. The next question is, what is your zodiac sign? My zodiac sign is Leo. Really proud of that. Not gonna lie. I feel like that's a very Leo trait. Be very proud of being a Leo. But So for zodiac signs, I'm into astrology. Not like super into it, but I'm pretty into astrology. And for zodiac signs, no matter what sign it is, there's multiple sides to every sign. And for Leos, there's like the diva, egocentric. They're very like bold and like love attention and all that is one side, and then the other side's like humble and quiet, and it's more of like an introverted version of that. Like, they still love attention, but not like they're not attention seeking. I'm definitely the second one. So yes, I'm not, like, I mean, I'm making a podcast and putting myself out there, so obviously a little bit, but not so much of the I want everyone to look at me all the time. It's very daunting. So yes, I am a Leo. Long explanation for that question. The next question is, what is your favorite color? So my favorite color switches, like, all the time. Usually my go-to is that it's blue, because I feel like that's so simple. That's like a very simple answer to what is your favorite color, because you can't go wrong. No one's gonna be like, ew, you like blue. Blue's like classic, you know? Gonna drink some coffee, so if you hear gulping, that's what that is. So good. Okay, oh yeah, back to the favorite color discussion. So sometimes it's blue, other times it's orange. I love orange. It's like, it makes me so happy. I've literally just ordered some white shirts so I can tie-dye one orange. Because I really want an orange shirt. But besides the point. So it kind of changes all the time. Next question is, what is your lucky number? I like to use 31 in, like, okay, don't try to hack my stuff, but, like, in passwords and stuff. But that's, I don't really know if I have a lucky number. It's just my favorite number. The next question is, do you have any pets? So, I currently live with my aunt, uncle, and cousin. And they're not my pets, they're their pets, but technically, in living here, they're my pets. So, I have two cats. One's a boy, one's a girl. And their names are Mr. Fredrickson, like, from Up. And the other cat, the girl cat, her name is Kevin, also from Up. Because if you've seen Up, Kevin turns out to be a girl. So, it's clever. She's kind of evil. Anyway. I also have two dogs, which they're both girls. One is named Daisy, and the other one is Ellie, and Ellie is deaf. So her middle name is Helen, like Helen Keller, which is kind of messed up, but it's hilarious. Anyway, they're both kind of dumb, but they're cute, so we love them. And the next question is, where are you from? I was born in Whittier, California, which is a suburb outside of East LA. And I've moved like 11 or 12 times because my family's always rented houses and moved around a lot. So I kind of grew up in the East LA suburbs area. And then in high school, I moved to Chino Hills, California. And now I live in Madison, Wisconsin, which is a pretty recent move, like 5 months ago. So, yes. The next question is, how tall are you? I am 5'4". Which, I'm the oldest of my sisters. I have two younger sisters, but they're both taller than me by, like, a good couple inches. It's kind of sad. But I feel like that's a common thing for the oldest to be the shortest, which is kind of weird. And I don't like it. My youngest sister always makes fun of me because she's so tall. She's like 5'8". And I'm 5'4". She always makes fun of me and says I have tiny legs. Anyway. The next question is, what shoe size are you? It's a weird question, but I am a size 8.5 in shoes. How many pairs of shoes do you own is the next question. I honestly don't have that many clothes or shoes at the moment, but I would love to have more. I think I own like 6 pairs of shoes, 5, something around there. Ooh, the next question is, what was your last dream about? Excuse me. My last dream. I don't really remember my dreams. I know I have them because I wake up all like weird feeling, but trying to remember my last dream. I can't remember, but I will tell you a funny dream story that is slightly embarrassing, but I did have a dream pretty recently that I was in bed. It was scary. I was in bed and I was sleeping and there were spiders crawling all over me and I woke up in my dream. And then I woke up from the dream, like woke up and I was standing at the end of my bed, stomping on my comforter trying to get the spiders off. And I like kind of woke up, kind of didn't. And I've been like a sleepwalker my entire life. So I woke up and like kind of woke up, like half woke up, and just like shook out my comforter, went to my bed, patted it down, made sure there was no spiders, shook off my pillow, and then went back to sleep. So that's how that went. The next question is, what talents do you have? I am good at writing poems. like freestyle poems. I am pretty good at painting with watercolors and acrylic, but better with watercolors. I can sing pretty well. What other talents? I think that's about it. But, you know, more come as we grow, so. The next question is, are you psychic in any way? This is an interesting question. I don't think so. I feel like everyone has the ability to... They have like a... This is gonna sound so corny and kind of weird. But I feel like everyone has like an inner little spiritual power that's specific to them. Like, people are healers or psychics or they can see spirits. Excuse me. Or different things like that. So, I think everyone has an ability, but I don't think being psychic is mine. But I do think that in a past life, like, I'm, like, 80% sure. In a past life, I don't know if you believe in past lives, but I do. And in a past life, I died in a really bad car accident. So, which is kind of scary. And I think that's part of why I'm scared to drive. The next question is, what is your favorite song? Ooh, that's a good question. Right now, I think it's La Vie en Rose. Because it's just, like, so pretty and soothing. I love listening to that. It just, love it. So pretty. The next question is, what is your favorite movie? My favorite movie is actually Coraline. I don't know what it is about that movie. I think it's, like, well, I do don't know what it is, but it's just so pretty. Like, the animation, I love the parts where she, like, goes through the tunnel and it's, like, blues and purples and the whole Starry Night vibe. And it's just so artsy and the music is gorgeous. I love it. The scene where she's having dinner and there's, like, the gravy train and the milkshakes. The mango milkshake and... all that stuff is so... I love it. I don't know. I just love that movie. It's so good. I used to be so scared of it when I was younger, though. I remember having nightmares about it, but now it's like, I can watch it over and over again. Love it. The next question is, who would be your ideal partner? Right now, me. I am not currently looking for a relationship because I don't feel like I'm in a place where I love myself as much as I should, and if I involve someone else, then I have to give some of my love to them when I should be giving it all to me, as selfish as that sounds. Sometimes you gotta be selfish with your self-love. And the next question is, do you want children? I do not know. This is a good question. I think it would be cool to have kids. I think it would be cool to not have kids. I feel like a lot of my life, people have been, all of my life, people have been like, oh, you'd make such a good mom, you'd make such a good mom. And as much as I know they mean it as a compliment, that makes me want to have kids less, because that's just... kind of the person I am. If someone tells me I should do something, it makes me not want to do it, which is not a good way to be, but it's true. I think I would be a good parent, though. But yeah, I know how easy it is to like mess up a kid or traumatize a kid or give your kid issues, so it's not really a priority for me. Like, if I have them, I have them. I'm sure it'll change later on down the road, but right now at 19, I do not want kids. The next question is, do you want a church wedding? No. if that is something that is important to my partner, then maybe. But for myself, no. I would want to be married. If I were to get married or have a wedding ceremony, I would want it to be somewhere beautiful. Like a destination wedding type thing. Like in the woods. I feel like that'd be so cool to have like a forest wedding where it's like all enchanted vibes. Love that. The next question is, are you religious? No, but I am into spirituality. So, I do not believe in organized religion though, because I just feel like they're based on fear, instilling fear into people. But I don't judge. I think it's awesome when, and if anyone believes anything. I think that's really cool, and I respect that, and I respect religions, and I respect their beliefs and different things. I would never tell someone they're wrong for believing anything. I don't know if what I believe is right. So how am I supposed to tell someone else they're wrong? I don't think any of us know what's going to happen after we die, for sure. It's all kind of, I don't know, I think it's so powerful to believe in something bigger than yourself. So I think all of them are really important and valuable. And I think it's so beautiful that people have these beliefs in communities and feel like they belong and feel loved by something bigger than themselves. Or by something so big as the universe or a higher being or God or Allah or whatever it is to them. I think it's beautiful. The next question is, have you ever been to the hospital? No. Not like in the way they mean. I've done like physical therapy and stuff, but that's like doctors. I would go through Kaiser, so like everything, like physical therapy was at a hospital, but it wasn't because I had to stay overnight. I feel like that's the vibe there, or that's what they're asking. Excuse me. They're asking if stayed overnight, I think, or like what reason you were in the hospital. I just had a knee injury, so I had to do physical therapy. The next question is, have you ever gotten in trouble with the law? I once had to file a police report because there was this creepy guy. My friend and I were trying to fundraise, sell candy at this office building, and this guy tried to get us into the elevator with him, and we got freaked out. And he tried to like lure us into the basement, not the basement, the like lowest level parking garage. And we were not about it. And we both started freaking out, and my friend started crying, and it was really fun. Really, it was an exciting time. And it's definitely gonna be a story time for later. So, super fun. The next question is, have you met any celebrities? I have seen celebrities, but I have not met. I went to school with LaMelo Ball. He was in two of my classes, my chemistry class and my math class, and he sat next to me and would cheat off of me, so that was exciting stuff, but he's like the only one, and I'm okay with that. The next question is, baths or showers? I love showers that are baths, if that makes sense, like where you plug the drain, but you have the water running from the shower, so it actually hits your body. I like that. The next question is, what color socks are you wearing? They are fuzzy socks, but they have like little pom-poms on them. So they are white, mint, and blue, like a darker blue. The next question is, have you ever been famous? No, I have not been famous, but I feel like that'd be cool, but also not cool. I don't know. It depends on what you're famous for and how people treat you, I guess. I don't know. Oh, the next question is, what would you like to be a big celebrity? I don't think a big celebrity. I think I would like people to know who I was, and for like a good reason. I would like to impact people's lives in a good way. But I don't want to be like super famous. It seems very daunting. Because then everyone knows everything about your life, and that sounds not super fun. Gotta be honest. I feel like feel very invasive, like everyone knows everything about your life. And I feel like people would be creepy and weird. But then there would also be like really nice people who do nice things. I don't know. I think a mini celebrity would be fun. Some of the fame, some of the anonymity. What is that word? Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? This word's gonna bother me now. But the being unknown and mysterious part, and just being like a normal person. I want to be famous for being relatable and real and having people feel like they can connect with me because I'm just a human being and I'm normal, even though I'm quote unquote famous. So, yes. I feel like being famous to some degree would be fun. And that is the end of these questions. I hope this helps you get to know me a little bit better. And I feel like it helped me get to know me a little bit better. And it was a fun little chat. And this coffee is really good. It's just black coffee from a local coffee shop.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'll catch you back here next Tuesday. Ciao.